In our first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, we heard about how the Israelites were a community. They demonstrated this in their ability to live, work, pray, and share together. God directs the Israelites through the desert, and God feeds them with manna, a food that will sustain their bodily needs. It is obvious from this reading that God shares and is in communion with his people. In the gospel just proclaimed, we heard about another food and another example of sharing. What Jesus provides is not your typical food. What Jesus provides is his flesh and blood, the flesh of the Son of Man and his blood. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is real drink, proclaims Jesus. What Jesus offers us is incredible food for our journey on earth, a journey to the promised land of heaven, our journey to life eternal. Jesus offers to come literally into our very being through the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the one cup. This is a most awesome gift, a gift never to be disrespected by lack of interest or lack of belief on our part, a gift that gives life to us believers, uniting us in a communion of faith as a body of Christ, with Christ as our head. The gift of Jesus' body and blood gives us as brothers and sisters strength so that we can stand strong in the face of our culture, in the face of sin, which can easily lead us away from God. Through this very special meal, the Most Holy Eucharist, we are in communion with Christ, our Savior, Lord, and brother, and we are given our identity as followers of Jesus Christ, as his disciples. The solemn feast of Corpus Christi expresses a twofold love and communion: God's love and communion with us, his people, and our obligation to return God's love and communion by our love and communion with one another. My brothers and sisters, we not only receive communion, we are called to be in communion, called to be in communion with God in our efforts to share what God has given us and return just a little to God by our life of service to all God's people, to be Christ to one another by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. As we gather around the table of the Lord, let us realize that we celebrate on this feast of Corpus Christi and at every Mass not only the most precious gift of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, but also the gift of being in communion, being the body of Christ, as we share our lives with God and with all God's people today in each day of our lives as a truly blessed gift and gifted people. May God's blessings be with you today and throughout the coming week. And to all the fathers here present, we wish you a blessed and happy Father's Day. At the end of Mass, we'll have a special blessing for all the dads.